Patrick, can we show that testimony again this morning, please? This will bless both of you. And I was wrong about her age, Harry. She's 92 and still driving. Well, she's secure in the Lord, too, man. You can just hear by her talking. Oh, my goodness. Some people say in this time that we live in, or some people say the old-time religion is just a thing of the past. But in this modern age that we live in, it's the only thing that will last. And I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. I was reading this week, and I got to a passage where it says that everything, thrones, dominions, everything that was created him by him, for him, and for us. Once again, these people think they're in charge, but they're not. They're not. I think God is the one who is the original one who said, who just lets people have enough rope to hang themselves. Not what he wants, but he won't interfere.
You're watching Action News 5 at 10.
A woman about to be mugged in the parking lot of a Walmart turned things around on her would-be attacker. Without a gun, without pepper spray, she protected herself. I was lucky enough to meet Pauline Jacoby in Dyersburg. She told me about the powerful words that saved her and could possibly save her attacker, too.
I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins.
92-year-old Pauline Jacoby reads her Bible every day. Her strong faith keeps her going in life, and in the process may have saved it. Jacoby had just finished putting away her groceries inside her car at a nearby Walmart. Only seconds after Jacoby got into her car, a man jumped in the passenger side. The man told Jacoby he had a gun and that he would shoot her if she didn't give him money.
I said, no, I'm not going to give him my money.
Jacoby told him no 3 times. Then she started to talk to him.
You know, as quick as you kill me, I'll go to heaven and you go to hell.
She told him to ask God for forgiveness.
I said, Jesus is in this car, and he goes with me everywhere I go. And he just sort of looked around, and the tears began coming in his eyes.
Jacoby ministered the man for 10 minutes inside her car.
And he says, I think I'll go home and pray tonight. I said, you don't have to wait tonight. I said, you can just pray anytime you want to.
As tears were rolling down the man's face, Jacoby voluntarily gave him all the money she had, $10.
And when I told him I was going to give him the money, I said, don't you spend it on whiskey either.
The man thanked her for the money, and then
reached over and kissed me on the cheek.
And walked away.
Well, Jacoby's story has caught national attention, and we've gotten so many calls and emails from church leaders who want to show her story to their congregations in order to teach others how to minister. Jacoby's story also aired on the Today Show. They tried to get her to come to New York for a visit. Too humble to take credit, Jacoby said, no, thank you. She says she prefers spreading the word right here at home. In the meantime, police are still searching for the man who tried to rob Miss Jacoby. If you have information, call Dyer County Crime Stoppers at 731-285-TIPS. An incredible woman.
Praise the Lord. She lives in Tennessee. That's a woman who's secure in her faith and who knows God and who knows that God's looking out for her. Well, he remembered that God, you know, he knew he was secure in his relationship with God. And in fact, he was angry. David was angry at the Philistines for standing there defying not only the God of Israel, not only Israel, but the God of Israel. Amen. Yeah, and that's what I say. Secure in her faith, secure in who she is, secure in where she's going. No doubt about it. Praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together. Lord, we just come to you this morning with thankful hearts, and we come, Lord, with joy unspeakable and full of glory this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the security that we have in you. We don't fear what man can do to us. And we thank you, Lord, that your angels watch over us. We thank you, Lord, that we have your word to back up the things we say as we pray your word, Lord. And that everything we ask in your name, Lord, you give and you do for us. So this morning we rejoice. Father, I thank you that Harry and Marie are here. I thank you that Donna's back safely, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your blessings, your manifold, uncountable blessings, Lord, this morning in Jesus' name. Now this is your time and we are your people. Once again, Holy Spirit, you take control. I yield myself to you. We yield this service to you, Lord, in agreement, together, in one accord. And we thank you for the outcome of what's going to happen today in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we have to come before you, and our joy in you is our strength, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
But also your joy in us is our strength again. So we're doubly blessed by that, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for your Son, Jesus, and what he's done for us. We thank you so much for each and every person that's here this morning. We ask you to bless them. We ask you to help us to absorb the message that you have for us today, to help us to be better tools for you to use in your kingdom here on this earth. We ask you to bless this offering that we're about to receive.
Yes.
In Jesus' most precious name, we pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bill. Hello, Kathy. Yes, amen.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy. There are no cranky Christians in this Christian walk. There are no cranky Christians in this Christian walk. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you can shout for it. If you want joy, you can sing for it. If you want joy, you can dance for it. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Here a week or so ago, I ministered to you about faith and what real faith is. And I want to back that up today out of James chapter 2, starting in verse 14. I will tell you that when you read this, the way it's written in the English language, the words are not correct. They don't give a good picture. I didn't say that they're not okay. What I'm saying is they don't give the point that you need to receive. And so I want to just speak about this today. James chapter 2, verse 14, starting in verse 14. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when things try to attack us, when attacks come, no matter what they are, whether they're physical or financial or whatever, in sickness, when sickness tries to come on, when you first feel the symptom, that's all it is a symptom. And what you need to remember is that you should never say, well, I'm getting sick. Because what you've done is you've stopped faith right there and you've opened the door for the enemy to bring in exactly what he wants to put on you. Are we all on the same page? For those of you who are here? What you do is you stand in faith because Jesus has already paid the price. This is what we got to get in our heads, that he's already paid the price. So we're not seeking to receive something from God. We're seeking to have the manifestation and that life force working in us, living in us, and manifesting itself in us because it's already done. When you say, I got this headache, well, the Bible tells us you can have what you say. He says, put a guard on your mouth. Another place we talked about how the tongue is unruly. We don't want to go there today. I just want to touch on these. The tongue is an unruly evil. It can set on fire the course of nature. Too many times, calamity comes into our lives, not because the enemy has done it to you, but because he sent the symptom, and you accepted the symptom as truth. When the truth is, according to the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus, the living word, you are already healed. So we don't need to be praying for healing. We need to thank God for the manifestation. We need to stand in the face of the enemy and stand in the face of these things when they attack and say, thank you, Lord. I'm not receiving this. I don't have this. This is not mine. This is not what you promised me. It's not part of my inheritance. I'm a child of God, and I walk in your word, and I walk in the things that you have performed, and you said you have given me everything that pertains to life and godliness. Amen? And life and godliness, life means everything. It means financial, spiritual, emotional, physical. Amen? And that covers everything. There is nothing left out. Didn't he say, there is no good thing I will withhold from you? Amen? So let's look at this, and this will tie in with that message and hopefully bring some greater understanding. And I got to tell you something. God's changing me through this message and through what he's doing in my heart. He's changing me. I am not the man I was 2 weeks ago, and I'm not going to be the man tomorrow that I am today. Amen? Because of God's word working in me. Did you hear what I said? And in you. Amen. James chapter 2, verse 14 says, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone see has faith but does not have works? Works is not a good word here. It is not a good word. That word should be action. Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of bodily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Now I want to speak to you and show you this morning, this is not just talking about us who are God's kids, but God's applying the same principle that He walks in and that He lives in. He doesn't just say, go be warmed and filled. He doesn't say, hope you're okay. You know, my thoughts are with you. He gives. He's the giver of life, and that more abundantly. And part of that life is not just spiritual life. It's blessings in every area, every aspect of your life. Every minute detail of your life. And so he's giving us the example, but understand it's the example that he sets forth. He's already doing it. So we need to do the same. Amen? Whatever's in our ability to do, we need to do it. Amen? And remember, as you give, it will be given back to you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Amen? Verse 17. I mean, if somebody has a need and, you know, that God doesn't move on somebody to bless them or to help them in that need, when it's within their ability, then what profit is there? There's no profit. Go be warmed and filled. Yeah, that's real helpful. And that's not an accusation or a condemnation against anybody. Amen. Amen. Verse 17. Thus also faith by itself does not have action or works. Or let me go back and try again. Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works or actions, it is dead. Your faith is realized by the actions that you walk in and live in your walk.
In the NIV it says, if it is not accompanied by action.
Yes. Yes. Amen. So in other words, when you're praying, if you're praying from a desire to receive what God said you already have, then you're not walking in faith. Your actions don't show what God's already done. Jesus paid a major price. We all know Isaiah 53:5. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We know that when he died, he did a finished work. When he was on the cross, before he gave up the ghost, he said, it is finished. It's done. And then to seal it, They took him off the cross. They sealed him in a tomb. He went to hell for 3 days, and he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave, restoring us to right relationship, right fellowship, and to all of the things that God had provided in the garden for mankind, that man had messed up by listening to the voice of a stranger, the liar who was on this earth. Amen? Verse 18 says, "But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works or your actions, and I will show you my faith by my actions." Change that word works to actions. Your actions portray, your what you speak out of your mouth and your actions in your walk with the Lord portray where you really are. This is not a message of condemnation. Everyone here, I know, understands that we are a product in or a work in progress. Amen? That it's a lifetime process. And God is effecting in us, He is perpetrating in us, and He is building in us what He wants us to be and changing us more into His image and likeness every day. Amen? So don't get worried about where you're not at. And don't get condemned. Like, I can hear the enemy coming and trying to lie to people, saying, "Well, you're guilty of that, man. I'll tell you what, that's the way you operate all the time." Shut up, devil. Stop listening to the voice of a stranger. Everything you need in your life has been paid for and has been given to you. And I'm going to remind you again that God's invitation list by your name is stamped "Paid in Full." Past, present, and future. Just for a moment, I want to make this comment about the law. When you walk in the law continually condemns, continually reminds you of what you used to be. Did you hear what I said? What you used to be. Because 2 Corinthians 5:17 says we're a new species or being. Old things were passed away. Behold, all things became new. We are now alive unto God. God's Spirit is now within us. The devil's spirit, his ways, and everything that we did before we were saved is dead and gone, buried in the deepest sea. It's finality, folks. It's finality. Amen? It's finality. It's done. God loves you, and His mercy and grace are irrevocable. His loving kindness is irrevocable, and His call and His anointing on your life is irrevocable. Why? Because God created you and I for Him. So everything He does is for our good, not for our hurt. See, one of the things that's happened in the church is we've gotten this sin mentality. And it's the law that reminds us of that sin. But if you've been set free, if you can get that out of your head, if the Holy Spirit can come in and pull that garbage out, and you can see who you are in Jesus. Remember I told you last Sunday or whenever I gave the message, look at Deuteronomy 28 and start confessing what it says. I am blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the country. I'm blessed in the city. Just confess those things over your life. You'll begin to have a mindset change, and you'll begin to see yourself the way God sees you. God does not see you as a sinner saved by grace. He sees you as a child who had sin. That person is dead. Now you're alive, and He sees you blessed, and He wants you blessed, and He wants you walking in the authority and the power of the Word of God and what He through His Son, paid for you and I. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 19 says, "You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble." Verse 20, "But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without action is dead?" He's repeating himself. He must be trying to get a point across here. Listen, verse 21. "Was not Abraham, our father, justified by his actions?" The word says works, but his actions. "When he offered Isaac, his son, on the altar?" Abraham had the promise of God right there in front of him. The child that God promised. After he and Sarah were both past the age of bearing children. The Bible says in another place, it says he didn't stagger at the Word of God. He didn't stumble. He didn't. So, whoa, wait a minute here. He didn't look at his ability or his body. The Bible says he didn't even consider his own body now being dead, and Sarah also. But he received the promise of God because God said so. Just like when God says, or when Jesus said, let's go to the other side. And yet, because man is finite, because he has a carnal, Adamic nature and a carnal, mind, the words don't matter at that point because they're focused on what's going on around them. Do you see? When you're focused on what Jesus says, what he said is going to come to pass. As somebody once said, you can take that to the bank. But when we get our eyes off of what God says and onto circumstances or feelings, that's when we start to stumble. And when we start to have things happen, and then we wonder, why in the world is this happening? And we're asking God, why did this happen? It's because your works don't line up with what Jesus already paid for. Amen? And your confession doesn't line up. The Bible says, hold fast your confession. Hold fast your profession. The Bible says, with the mouth, or with the heart man believes, and with the mouth, the confession is made. Why do we run around trying to get what God's already given us? Is he an Indian giver? Or did he just mean, well, the blessings are on Donna and Harry and Marie and the rest of you, they're not for you. No! God is no respecter of persons. God loves you with an everlasting love. And everything he does for you is because he loves you and because he wants you to have fellowship with him. How can you have fellowship with somebody when you're moaning and groaning, things aren't going right in your life? You can't have joy. You can't fellowship right with people. You may have an acquaintance, but there's no real fellowship there because you're focused on the things that are wrong inside you and on your life, what you don't have. And the Bible says, I have everything. All of his promises are what? Yes and amen. Yes and so be it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Abraham, he was willing to give back what God gave him. He knew where it came from. And in his heart, I'm sure he for a minute he thought. But remember, you remember the song we sing that David Engel sings? Your thoughts really do not matter. It's not your thoughts, it's your actions, folks. Can you say amen? It's your actions. That's what matters. All right. He offered Isaac on his son on the altar. He was ready. He had the knife ready. He was poised. Do you see that faith has working together with, that faith was working together with his actions? His faith was demonstrated by his actions. Amen. And by actions, faith was made perfect. Are you beginning to see? By actions, your faith is made perfect. Because when you believe something, you're willing to act on it. This lady, she knew. It wasn't the fact of whether she not thought she was going to die that day or not. It's the fact that death didn't matter because she knew, I'm going to be in the presence of the Lord if this happens. I don't know about you, but I got to sit back and I got to question, I got to examine my own life and say, are you that secure in God? It's easy to give a quick yes, but that's something you have to work out with fear and trembling in your own life. Amen. Work out your salvation with. Are you that secure that if that same thing happened to you, that you would be able to do the same thing? Verse 23, and the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see then that man is justified by actions. Remember, we're translating that word works into as actions. Not by faith only, by actions, not by faith only, but actions with faith. Or faith with actions. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by actions when she sent when she received the messengers and sent them out another way. For the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without actions is dead. I can even stand there and confess I believe God all day long. But if your life doesn't back up what you say, then you're not walking in the fullness of what God is. You're not really walking in the fullness of who God is. When you come to a place like this woman where you can stand, you didn't get to see that, did you? That thing we played? Well, Patrick, I think we want to play that again here in just a minute. If we could, please. This is going to blow your mind, Kathy. 92 years old in Tennessee. Wait till you see. See, when you say you got faith, your actions have to back up that faith. Now, you're not saying something wrong and you're not denying the truth. If a symptom comes on you and you say, wait a minute, I'm not receiving that. You're standing walking in what God's already paid for you. You're speaking that into being. And you're causing the door to open for the manifestation. But when you say anything contrary to what the Word of God says, you're closing the door and then you're struggling to try to receive what God's already said you have. Do y'all see that? Are y'all with me on the same page? Amen? That's why it's so important what we confess. It's so important what we say. The Scripture says, remember we looked at Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is. That means faith right now. Faith is right now. It's not tomorrow. It's not yesterday. It's right now. Faith is right now. The substance of the things you hope for and the evidence of the things you don't see. Why do we say that? Because God cannot lie. And what He says He will do, He will do. What He says He did do. And what He says you have, you have. You just got to get on the same page with Him. Amen? Praise the Lord. Again, I want to leave you with verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without action is dead also. Your actions are going to demonstrate what you really believe. Amen? And again, don't receive condemnation. The Bible says if your heart condemns you, He's greater than your heart. He says, therefore, there is now therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. It's a learning process, folks. It's part of taking that step by step, here a little, there a little, line upon line change that God brings in us. Because He's still molding us and making us. He's still the potter. Until the day we draw our last breath, or until the day He translates us out of here, we are still going to be on that potter's table. And we'll still be being formed and fashioned after God's will and likeness. You ready, Patrick? Praise the Lord.
Action News 5 at 10.
Give us
a woman about to be
Patrick.
Mugged in the parking lot. Of
Give us a little more volume.
Things around on her would-be attacker. Without a gun, without pepper spray, she protected herself. I was lucky enough to meet Pauline Jacoby in Dyersburg. She told me about the powerful words that saved her and could possibly save her attacker, too.
I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins.
92-year-old Pauline Jacoby reads her Bible every day. Her strong faith keeps her going in life and in the process may have saved it. Jacoby had just finished putting away her groceries inside her car at a nearby Walmart. Only seconds after Jacoby got into her car, a man jumped in the passenger side. The man told Jacoby he had a gun and that he would shoot her if she didn't give him money.
I said, no, I'm not going to give him my money.
Jacoby told him no 3 times. Then she started to talk to him.
You know, as quick as you kill me, I'll go to heaven and you go to hell.
She told him to ask God for forgiveness.
I said, Jesus is in this car and He goes with me everywhere I go. And he just sort of looked around and the tears began coming in his eyes.
Jacoby ministered the man for 10 minutes inside her car.
And he says, I think I'll go home and pray tonight. I said, you know, I have to wait tonight. You can just pray anytime you want to.
As tears were rolling down the man's face, Jacoby voluntarily gave him all the money she had. $10.
And when I told him I was going to give him the money, I said, don't you spend it on whiskey either.
The man thanked her for the money, and then...
he stole and kissed me on the cheek.
And walked away.
He walked away.
Well, Jacoby's story has caught national attention, and we've gotten so many calls and emails from church leaders who want to show her story to their congregations in order to teach others how to minister. Jacoby's story also aired on the Today Show. They tried to get her to come to New York for a visit. Too humble to take credit, Jacoby said, no thank you. She says she prefers spreading the word right here at home. In the meantime, police are still searching for the man who tried to rob Miss Jacoby. If you have information, call Dyer County Crime Stoppers at 731-285-TIPS.
Her actions showed the faith that she had. But in that also, how many know faith works by love? The love of God was manifest there and touched that man's heart. That man who had no good purpose in mind, he was up to no good. Amen? And yet the love of God was manifest towards him in the testimony that woman had by walking in her faith. Amen? Just like the three Hebrew children facing imminent death, and yet they said, we're not even going to think about this. We're not even going to take caution in thinking about this. We're going to do what God says, and if we die, we die, but we're still not going to change. We're not going to bend and we're not going to bow. Amen? And what happened is Nebuchadnezzar got the shock of his life. Jesus was revealed to him. Now, I can't tell you how many years it was before Jesus coming to this earth, the prophecies being fulfilled of the Savior coming. But the point is, what he said, if you recall, in Daniel chapter 3, was that he saw four men, unloosed, unharmed, walking in the midst of the fire. And yet he just watched the strong men that put them in the fire die because the fire was so hot. And he saw, and by his own confession, he says, I only cast three men in, isn't that right? Asked all of his advisors. And they said, that's right, King. He said, yet I see four men loosed, unharmed, walking in the midst of the fire. And the only thing that fell off them was their bondage. They're the things that bound them. The chains are ropes. Not a hair on their head was singed. There was no smell of smoke on their garments. And they walked out completely saved. Their actions spoke their faith. Their actions revealed their faith. Their faith was revealed in their action. Praise God. Amen. Are all hearts clear this morning? Praise the Lord. I pray you got something out of that. I pray that you were blessed by that message and by that video. Amen. Let me remind you also that God never tests us beyond our ability. In fact, He doesn't test or try us at all. But when something like that happens, it's because you're in a place where God wants to reveal His love and His mighty hand in your behalf. And also, can I tell you, that was probably a setup just for that man who tried to commit that crime. Amen. See, God, those things, you know, sometimes we look at those things, well, dear Lord, why did that happen to that woman? Because that man needed to be saved. Amen. Amen. That man needed to be saved.
And Bill, she said Jesus was in that car with her.
That's right.
Jesus touched that man.
Yes. Amen. It was Jesus that touched her because her faith was demonstrated. You can kill me. I'll go to heaven and you'll go to where you really don't want to go. Amen? Praise God. Are all hearts clear? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give God praise this morning for all He is, for all He's done. Amen. I want to encourage you. Too many times the enemy tries to get us hung up on where we're not or where our weaknesses seem to be. encourage you today, focus on where you're at. Focus on where God's brought you from. Amen. If you'll stop and think about it, God's brought you a long way. He's brought all of us a long way. Don't let the enemy condemn you because you're not walking in something that you fully desire to walk in, that you don't have the full revelation yet. Remember, He's working in you. He is working effectively every day, every moment, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And He's the one who began the good work in you, and He's the one who will perform it until the day He calls you home. Whatever that might be, however that might be. Amen. All our responsibility is to love Him and to do what He says when He says it. Don't compare yourself to somebody else or where they might be in their walk. Love the Lord with all your heart. Look to your daddy. Look to Abba, Father. Your Father. And to Jesus, His Son. Your Savior, your brother, your high priest, your advocate. And thank Him for where He's taking you. Amen. Thank Him for where He's taking you. We may not all be on the same level, but we serve the same God. And He is, once again, effectively working in you a work of righteousness. Jesus is your righteousness. But He's declared you righteous. So don't worry about where you're not. You're not done yet. I'm not done yet. Amen. Hallelujah. Look to the Lord. Call on Him. He's the author and the finisher. I said He's the author and the finisher of yours and my faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't get discouraged. Don't get weary. Don't let the enemy come and whisper garbage in your ears. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Amen. He'll make you what you need to be. He'll make you what He has for you. He'll show you the destiny He has for you and the plan He has for you. And He'll fulfill that destiny in you. All you got to be is willing. You see, God, again, doesn't call equipped people. He equips people He calls. And He is calling each one of us and equipping us every day. Every day. It's an ongoing work. Amen. We have not arrived. But we're headed in the right direction. And we're running the race. And the reason we're running is to reach that mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that day when we will see Him face to face. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, again, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for this day. We do worship and adore You, Lord. We love You. We thank You for what You've done in us, what You're doing in us. And we thank You, Lord, that You never leave us nor forsake us, and that You complete what You have started, Lord. Help us to keep focused on You. I rebuke the enemy. I rebuke condemnation and guilt. That doesn't come from You. That's not Yours. That's not our inheritance. So we don't receive that. We receive peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, and comfort knowing that You walk with us, in us, and through us. That You reside in us. You, the awesome God of the universe. The one who created it all, who's so much bigger than we can even begin to comprehend in our carnal minds, in our flesh minds. You're with us. You live within us. Because You live there, we know that You will never leave us nor forsake us, as Your word says. Thank You for this day. Thank You for this time, Lord. Thank You for Your people. Bless them now as we go. Bless our time of fellowship.
bless the food. We sanctify it, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your provision. And we thank you that you're going to go with us today. And I thank you, Lord, that we've heard from you and you're completing in us your will, not ours, but your will, Lord. In Jesus' name. If you can agree with that, say amen today. Amen. You are dismissed.